Christian education, the only choice. By now, you're probably upset with me. I've said we need to dismantle the public educational system. I've exposed it for the humanistic system that it is, actually a world religion, because it teaches that man is his own God. And I've said that Christians need to pull their kids out of the public school, put them in either a home environment and educate them, or in a Christian school. Well, if I've upset you so far, I'm sure you're going to be more upset with me when I finish this presentation. Because Christians are not really given much of a choice when it comes to the education of their children. Even though they act like they have the pretended autonomy to choose whichever educational provider they desire, they simply do not. Public education is not even an option. Why? Simple. Find a verse of Scripture where God permits the state to educate. It was never the intended purpose of the state. If the state gets into education, it will perpetuate itself. Not what God intended to perpetuate, except through His main institution. But how so even of a godless state that promotes socialistic ethical ideals and practices? How in the world could we believe the public educational system is an option? And when the state mandates the education of your children, it is the state playing God, and its goals for your children are sociological and not educational. It is control of the future. Control, not based on the principles of God's truth, of His word, of His law. Teaching our children to be good, honest citizens with integrity, according to the righteous standard that God has given us to live by. No, the intention of the public school was to make good little socialists of our children, who will pay their taxes, no matter how large the tax becomes, and to become dependent upon our government for all their entitlements. There is not one verse of Scripture to support the idea of statist education in the Bible. The state simply was never given the job of education. It is not one of their duties, one of their functions. And as we have previously seen, statist education will promote the interests of the state and not the family. And it is the family which is central to a vital church and state that will honor God and establish a true, just society. It is the family that is central. And the church and state ought to be protecting the family. The church ministering the word of God spiritually to the family. And the state protecting the family from all encroachments of the world. That's what's taught in the Word of God. How long will we sacrifice our children to Moloch? That is, to the pagan god of the statist socialist system. Moloch worship was the sacrificing of children in the name of a pagan god. How does this differ from the principle of placing our children in a godless socialistic educational system? Psalm 106:35-43 says, "But they mingled with the Gentiles," speaking of the children of Israel, "and learned their works. They served their idols, which became a snare to them. They even sacrificed their sons and their daughters to demons and shed innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan. And the land was polluted with blood. Thus they were defiled by their own works, and played the harlot by their own deeds. Therefore the wrath of the Lord was kindled against His people, so that He abhorred His own inheritance. and he gave them into the hand of the Gentiles, and those who hated them ruled over them. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. Many times he delivered them, but they rebelled in their counsel and were brought low for their iniquity. Education is the responsibility that belongs to the parents and the parents alone. We cannot pass it off to the state. We are responsible for the education of our children. Also consider this, that public education is a religion. It's a pagan religion built on Greek philosophical ideology that a man is the measure of all things. Not God, not the Bible, but man. Oh, I'm not saying that everyone who teaches in the public school is a pagan. By no means. I'm not so foolish to say that. There are well-meaning people who really do, in their heart, want to desire to try to help children. I don't question that. But it's the system. It's the curriculum. They have little, if any, influence. And most of them have so been trained in humanistic educational idealism that they don't even realize the damage that they do to the children. Some would argue, well, we need to clean up the public schools. But I would ask you, how do you clean up a sewer? It cannot be done. Some Christians have stated that they send their children to public schools to be a witness to the teachers and to other students for Christ. Well, there you have it. 6, 7, 8 year olds being a witness to Christ. How is this possible? When they are neither trained in the Word of God, nor are they given a platform to teaching about Christ, but teaching about what they really don't know, and most likely would be put out of the school for publicly saying it anyway. Who are you kidding, Christian? Why don't you send your children to the Buddhist, to the Muslims, or to any other worldly religious system or heretical cult and have them witness to them? What's the difference? All these systems have the same common denominator, man-centered religion. Let's be honest. You simply don't want to do the work required in educating your children properly before God. Or you're simply too cheap to spend the extra money to have them put in a Christian school. In the New York City area, 32.5% of public school teachers send their children to private schools. Did you hear me? 32.5% of public school teachers send their children to private schools, compared to 22.7% of the general public. In Chicago, 38.7% of public school teachers versus 22.6% of the general public send their children to private schools also. What do these teachers know that they are not telling you? This is true across the nation. But even so, it is most likely for the wrong reasons that they send their children to private schools. But nevertheless, they realize that the public school system is not even worthy of training their children. For Christians, the duty of education can, as I said, be carried out in two ways. Homeschooling. Mother and father teaching their children home. There are various educational formats that can be used in the home. Or you can have private Christian schools established by the parents. But it's time for Christians to step up and accept their duty in the education of their children. If we want our children to lead this nation in the future in a way that God will shower us with His blessings, it has to be built on more than a superficial knowledge of Christianity which has today become a type of religious homage with no substance whatsoever. That's why we continue electing conservative status to public office. We really and truthfully cannot understand the way of righteousness according to God's word. We have separated the church from the state. Oh yes, some would say, let's at least try to be a good influence. But we're to be more than a good influence. We're to make disciples of all the nations, of all the peoples, the kindred, the tribes, teaching them to observe all things that Christ hath commanded us to every area of life. You want to change America? Christian, do you want to change America? Pastors, do you want to change America? We can only do it if we train our children in the principles of God's Word and teach our children how to apply those principles to every area of academic life and practice. Then we will see America transformed. Back to the principles of our founding father, back to the theology that they believed in and held to, which gave birth to our independence and to our constitutional republic.